a person who appears in plays and movies and things like that, if it were a woman, you call her a...
Actress. A man and an actor. Mm-hmm.
Anyone born in the USA is called...
American.
What would you call a man you work for?
Various things. Mostly, be straight to me. Mm-hmm. Every man I was ever hired to, I just called him the boss. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of the boys mm-hmm. be working with me ask me that. Mm-hmm. Why don't you call him the boss? Mm-hmm. I say that what he is. Mm-hmm. I see men I'll be right, but he's mm-hmm. the boss. Mm-hmm. So as long as I work for him, I recognize him as the boss. Mm-hmm. When I got to where I couldn't, mm-hmm. I split. Mm-hmm. That's the time to go.
Yeah.
So if I'm hired to you and I can't recognize you as my mm-hmm. boss man, mm-hmm. I should move on. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's my employer, really, mm-hmm. what he is, but you don't address him like that.
Mm-hmm. What would you call some people that are... Did you ever hear of any names for that black people might call poor white people, things like that?
Well, what the blacks would call them, I don't know, because mm-hmm. I never have associated with any blacks much myself. Mm-hmm. But the poor white people during pre-war days were mm-hmm. called white trash. Mm-hmm. In other words, most of the people in the South mm-hmm. were big plantation owners before mm-hmm. the war. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't have nothing, then you just go for white trash. Mm-hmm. So I read that in mm-hmm. Georgia history.
Mm-hmm. What would you call somebody that, maybe somebody that's a pretty rough fella that might, I don't know, they might work in the sunlight and have his neck might kind of get kind of red out in the sun. What would you call it?
Redneck.
Uh-huh. What kind of person would that be?
Well, that don't... The sun turned his neck red, I don't never have heard that expression, but a redneck, what I got from that would be just a sort of uncaught outlaw, you know, mm-hmm. down in a settlement. Just mm-hmm. always into something and always disturbing the peace and worrying folks. And, mm-hmm. That's what you call a redneck. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's my definition. Really no good to yourself or nobody else. Mm-hmm. They is them kind.
Uh-huh. If someone's waiting for you to get ready to go so that you can go out with them, and he might call you and say, will you be ready pretty soon? You might say, I'll be with you in...
2 minutes. Or be patient, I'll be there directly. Mm-hmm.
If you know you're on the right road, but you don't know how far, or you don't know the distance, you might ask somebody, how
far is it to Coffee? Mm-hmm. From here to Coffee? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because now some people, well, it's actually more or less city people, mm-hmm. go by hours, mm-hmm. so many hours.
Yeah, it's 2 hours.
Because we don't, we go so many miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. The readjusted speed limit is going to kind of change.
Yeah, I'm all around four, and some of them all around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what would be 10 hours, you might be 12 to me.
Uh-huh. If you wanted to know how many times somebody did something, you might say, how blank do you go to town? Something, you might say, how
often you go to town? Do you go to town once, twice, three times a week? Or, I don't know. Mm-hmm.